This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Friday and ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Are you excited? Are you ready? You should be. We have the FBI trying to pull one over on us. This is a doozy. I'm going to get to that here pretty quickly. You're not going to believe who's running for re-election. We have asked Dr. Jesse questions. Well, here's just, look, I'll just go in order here. This guy wants to know why Jewish people primarily vote Democrat. This guy wants to know about Western civilization and the urinal. Which one do you select? We go to war with Russia, China. Who would our allies be? Alaska, what's the status there? And so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I just want to get here really quickly. I will give this to communists, and I have to give them props. As much as it pains me, I will give them props. You know how we talk about communists using our values against us? That's what they do. They don't have a value system. They know you do, so they use your values against you. Are you sure that's what Jesus would want? Ever heard a dirty commie scumbag say that? Oh, of course you have. Of course everyone has. They know how to use your values against you. And they know the bureaucrats and trashy people in D.C. They definitely know how to use the GOP's pathetic low-T nature against them. They really, really, really do. Because most of our elected Republicans, they don't want to fight. That's the last thing they want. That's our situation here as it stands in this country. We sent you there to go fight, but you don't want to fight. You're not a fighter. That's the last thing you want to do. You want to go there and just kind of exist and enjoy yourself. So I sent you there to strap it on and fight. You went there to do nothing. We have different goals. They understand. The bureaucrats, the swampy commies, they understand very well how weak and pathetic the GOP is, and they know how to manipulate and use them. You see, they understand this is what we're dealing with when it comes to most of the GOP.
Right now, I'm not convinced that that evidence exists, and I'm not supporting an impeachment inquiry.
Ken Buck. The FBI, they should be in very serious trouble. And let's be clear about something. You can think it's over the top or extreme. In most normal countries throughout the history of mankind, if the secret state police agency stepped out of line, that state police agency was shut down. You had to. Nations understood you can't have an out-of-control secret state police agency because of the powers they have. The FBI, it's not a radical position. It should be the standard position across both parties. The FBI has to go completely. And they're facing this appropriations, quote, fight that the GOP is going to pretend like they're going to do on our behalf here, that they're starting now. What are we going to fund? What are we not going to fund? We have to fund the government. Oh, no, government shutdown coming. And the FBI understands the cries are getting louder and louder from the right. For every pastor that gets a SWAT team sent to his home, the cries are getting louder from the right. Can we defund this organization? Can we stop this organization? What are we doing? So the FBI, they know exactly the suckers they're dealing with. Headline, FBI Director Wray issues warning about the number of Russian spies in the U.S. And that is exactly how the FBI is going to rickroll the GOP over the course of the coming weeks. Mark it down. Chris, go ahead and write this one down. Sorry, buddy. This is headline number one. Get ready for an onslaught of PR, public relations, on behalf of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. What do I mean by that? Get ready for news segment after news segment, news story after news story in print about how brave and necessary the FBI is. My goodness, today they're stopping Russian spies. Wow, what a critically important organization. Tomorrow the headline will be FBI bus saves 1 million puppies and 5 million kittens. This is what you're going to experience in the coming weeks as the government, as the system locks shields like it always does to protect itself. Just get ready. I just wanted to open up with that little prediction. Get ready for more fluffy FBI stories in the coming weeks than you can possibly fathom. I mean, my goodness, we can't defund them. What if the Russians get us? If we defund the FBI, the Russians will take us down. After all, I'm sure that's what they were looking for when they infiltrated your church. I'm sure they were just after those, you know, those very, very, very pesky Russians. It's not that they infiltrated your church because they're going to use America's, quote, hate crime laws to actually arrest you and shut down your church for not being gay enough. That's not it at all. No, of course not. No. No, they were just looking for the Russians. Just keep that in mind, all right? Keep that in mind. All right, we're moving right on to let's get right to some. I don't know if this will be controversial or offensive. The Jewish Democrat one, Chris. Guy says, Jesse, why do Jewish people vote primarily Democrat? I realize Orthodox Jews vote more toward the right, but Jews as a whole vote more to the left. Democrats have consistently focused on minorities and how they are oppressed to get their vote, but I never see Democrats trying to gain the Jewish vote. Why is that? What am I missing? Well, my old campaign manager is Jewish. I was about to say was Jewish, but he's still very much alive and still very much Jewish. My old campaign manager was Jewish, and I got to know him really, really well and got to know his family really well, and they're all devoutly Jewish. And we would have these discussions, and in fact, I asked that exact question of him. About 2/3 of Jews in this country vote Democrat, 1/3 vote Republican. And I asked him, why is that? What is going on? And there's a couple things at play here. One, the way he explained it to me, these are not my words, these are his words. He said, you have to understand, one, Jesse, a lot of Jews in America are not practicing Jews. They're not really religious Jews. Chris is nodding his head. Okay, apparently that's true. He said, if you get somebody, a lot of these Jewish people vote Democrat statistics, he told me. He said they're not practicing Jews. They never go to synagogue. They have Jewish heritage, Jewish name, Jewish family, but they're not practicing Jews. He said that's one part of it. He said the second part of it is this. Apparently FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he was the first president, even though he had previously rejected boatloads of Jews who were trying to escape persecution in Europe. He was apparently the first president, had the first administration that was open to Jews. So that was kind of their foothold. And he was what? He was a Democrat. He was a Democrat's Democrat. FDR was. He said, don't dismiss that as being a huge factor, and it just became hereditary. The Democrats, the Democrat Party, they're the ones that are obviously going to be more friendly to the Jewish people. The Republican Party, well, they weren't the ones who welcomed us in, so they won't. That was the best explanation I ever got from him. Jesse, say America does go to war with China and Russia. What would our allies be? Who would our allies be? South Korea and Japan would be our two allies there. There's a problem when we discuss things like this World War stuff. There's a problem. We're all over the place in the opening segment. I'm sorry. I've had a lot of coffee today. When we talk about World War stuff and we talk about war with China or Russia, there are a couple things. One, where does that war take place? Where does that war take place? That's a huge factor. And this is what I mean. If that war takes place here, close to here, if it's right off the coast of New York City, just like World War II, isn't that amazing? You could look out in World War II from New York City and see German submarines right off the coast. Isn't that incredible? Anyway, shut up. I'm not doing history right now. What if it's here? If it's here, if it's in our territory, we likely win that one. we likely win that one pretty handily from what I understand from people who know. The problem is it's not likely to be here, is it? This isn't the source of the tension. The source of the tension is Taiwan, Ukraine, South China Sea, and all of these places. The tension is over there. The tension isn't here. There ain't tension off the coast of New York City. So if it's there, and these are not my words, this is not my thoughts, but if it's here, we're fine. If it's there, well, the guy who I was talking to, the last guy I was talking to about this, said it probably wouldn't even be in doubt that we would lose if it's over there. I know. It's wild to think about, isn't it? Anyway, so our allies. Well, there's something to talk about when it comes to that. Give me a second. We'll get back to that and so much more on Friday. Let's get to this first, though. Let's get to taking care of our dogs by giving them real nutrition. We take care of ourselves. We take care of our loved ones, right? Our children, maybe our folks when they're getting up there in years. Here, what do we give them? We make sure they have vitamins and minerals and probiotics and all these things. Well, why don't we do that for our dog? The dog food doesn't have any of that in it. Dog food is dead. That's why it's brown. It's all been killed. They have to spray lard on it to even get your dog to eat it. So start pouring Rough Greens on your dog's food. It's an all-natural nutritional supplement that will finally give your dog everything it needs, digestive enzymes, everything. You'll see a difference in your dog's coat, energy, breath. Your dog's going to live longer, just like you'll live longer with nutrition. They give out free bags, free Jumpstart trial bags to get you going. Call them, 833-33-MY-DOG, or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I love these Fridays. I love the Fridays where there aren't any gigantic news stories because we can just motor through all the questions and have more fun. We're actually talking about World War III and Russia, China, and where that takes place. So we would have South Korea with us. We would have Japan with us. What we need to be greatly concerned about is Russia and China joining up. They've already been doing joint military exercises. The more we challenge both of them, the more we push them together, and they're hooking up. Also, Iran, depending on whether or not you went to college, Iran is not nothing. We think of Iran as some backwater Middle Eastern country, a bunch of mud huts and camels. I know how you think of Iran. I get it. I understand that. Iran has some very legitimate forces at their disposal. They do, especially when you consider them joining with Russia and China. It's something. Do we have enough? Is South Korea, Japan, are they enough? Probably not. Which brings us to India. India is the ultimate wild card. India doesn't really stand with anyone or against anyone, to be honest. Look, I'm just being very frank. I know it's a very complicated country, very complicated history. I kind of admire their foreign policy. India is just really about India, and they'll go along with this, and maybe they'll go along with that. But for the most part, they're all about India. And I like that. I wish we had a foreign policy more similar to that. What does India do? To which most people are probably sitting there saying, well, they'll just have to sit it out then. Come on. Remember, if foreign policy, a lot of foreign policy, this is one of the best lessons I ever learned in life. One of the best things about foreign policy is you can learn a lot about things and make some determinations just looking at a friggin' map. You don't have to go to Harvard, I promise. You don't have to go to Stanford. You don't have to read 8,000 books on statecraft. Lots of times it would just be a map. Now look at a map. You see where Russia is? You see where China is? You see where India is? You think India can just sit out that kind of a war, that kind of a conflict? No, they're helping one of us. They're either going to be helping the Chinese. Oh, sure, you can put your air base here. Oh, your troops can pass through here. Oh, you can use this port. Or they're going to be helping us. See what I mean? That's an ugly bit of business. Oh, one more thing. I was thinking about this again yesterday. I know I'm all over the place. You're going to have to probably endure 3 hours of this today. Sorry.
And let me tell you something, New Yorkers.
Never in my life have I had a problem that I did not see an ending to. I don't see an ending to this. This issue will destroy New York City. We're getting 10,000 migrants a month. One time we were just in Venezuela. Now we're in Ecuador.
Okay, you know all that. And now it's coming out today that the Biden administration is starting to make moves. Well, what moves are they going to make? Eric Adams has been very, very loud in his criticisms of Joe Biden. We need help. Where are you? We need help. Hey, come help us. We need money. We need help. The Biden administration obviously has not appreciated that a lot, but they need to do something to shut this mayor up because they don't want to be criticized from the left, especially in an election year when Joe Biden is trying desperately, and I mean really desperately, to convince his party he's going to be a functional adult next year. So he needs Eric Adams to shut up. What are they doing? Now they're going to try to keep all the illegals in the states where they come in. States like Texas. They're going to try to force Texas to keep them. You see, remember, at the top, when you have the three-headed monster, Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice, Lisa Monaco, these are three of the most powerful committed communists in the United States of America, all three Obama protégés, all of them deeply involved in this government still, all of them, it's mostly their policies they're pushing. Well, those three want to burn this country down to nothing. They're not going to stop flooding the country with illegal immigration. Flooding the country with illegal immigrants is one of the best ways to ensure a nation collapses. Because a nation, no matter how wealthy it is, cannot withstand an unending influx of poor people. There's just not enough. There's no country in the history of the world can withstand something like that. It's the guarantee. Unlimited illegal immigration is the guarantee that will snap a nation's spine in two. It just is. So they're not going to stop just because New York City's upset. They're not going to stop shipping illegals into America. They need those illegals into America. What are they going to do? The same thing they always do. They're just going to make sure they don't have to live under any of these policies. Hey, let's just keep all these illegals in the red states we hate anyway. Remember, they would obviously, they think Texas is the spawn of Satan anyway. They want to hurt Texas as badly as they can. They want Eric Adams to shut up. This is the ultimate solution. All right. We have much, much more. Like public urinals, moving from blue states to red states, how to deal with friends, family members who have lost their way. So much more is coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. You know what's coming up right now? What's coming up right now is you, me, and having a little talk about reliability. You see, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing I can do about this.
The Treasury Department saying that the federal deficit right now is up 122% from a year ago. It's currently year to date at $1.6 trillion and still rising, meaning we're spending more than we're taking in.
That's not good. Make sure you are backstopped. Make sure your dollar is protected. And the only way to protect the dollar, since the value of the dollar is not controlled by you, is to make sure you turn it into precious metals, gold or silver. Get some gold coins or silver coins delivered to your home. You don't have to do anything crazy. Just get something to make sure you have something. Oxford Gold is the only place I use. I've been using them forever. That's where I send my family members, my own dad, friends. It's the one stop I send everybody because they make it easy. Deliver it right to your front door, or they'll get it in your retirement. So your 401k doesn't disappear. They handle all that for you, and they make it easy. Easy is what I want. Straightforward, laid back, and easy. Tell them I told you to call. They'll take care of you. 833-995-GOLD. All right? 833-995-GOLD. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can email the show during the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's get through them. We have a bunch to get to. Oh, great, glorious, all-seeing, all-knowing, all-wise. I can't read a lot of these. There's a lot of these through there. Anyway, he says you walk in a public restroom. You're the only one there. There are three urinals. Is it a dude code violation to step to the center urinal? Absolutely. Absolutely. When you walk in a urinal as a dude and there are three urinals, you must take one of the ones on the edge. Don't be freaking selfish. You don't want to pee next to another dude. The other dude doesn't want to pee next to
Why
you.
Why are you gay?
So move on down. That way you give him the buffer option, gentlemen. Jesse, looking for advice. My family was shadow banned for not getting vaccinated in 2020 from my entire family. We are anti-communist. They are not. They keep wanting us to come over to hang out, but my dime is done. How do you explain to communists how hurtful and hateful they are? Look, I called COVID, and I've called it a bunch. You've heard me say it before on the show. COVID was the great sorting. The great sorting. It showed you the people in your life who you can trust, and it showed you the people in your life who are a bunch of bootlickers who will turn you into the government without a moment of hesitation and think they're the good guys while they do it. It showed you the people you work with who are that way. It showed you your friends who are that way. And the sad part is it showed you your family members who are that way. And this is so horrible. It's really, really hard. I can't decide if it's a net positive or a net negative. Probably a net positive, because for me, I want to know. I want to know who in my life I can rely on and who I cannot rely on, especially in a country that's getting more and more evil, with a government that's getting more and more corrupt and aggressive and violent at the same time. I want to know who in my life I can trust and who will just bow down and kiss the ground in front of the government when the government asks them to. But that's easy for me to say, because the people I'm closest to in my life, all of them held strong. You know, wife, kids, parents, sister, in-laws, all these people in my immediate circle, they all held strong. Was it a cousin here or there that lost his mind or her mind? Yeah, but who cares about them? I never talked to those people. So that's easy for me to sit here behind the microphone and say, when it wasn't my mom. It wasn't. I mean, the emails that I got from you, I've had so many of these emails like this from you, and they are gut-wrenching. And I honestly, it's one of the few times I don't know what to say. Because yes, the truth is that family of yours that decided to shun their son, brother, sister, daughter, mom, whatever, decided to shun you during COVID, that's who they are. Hardship, stressful times reveals who you really are. Your mom, sister, whoever, it's not who they are now that matters. They showed you who they were during COVID. And it's not that I want people to never talk to their mothers again. I don't like that estranged family and stuff like that. But so I'm not saying that. I'm really not. But man, I'd never forget that. I look, all I could do is hypothetically put myself there. My parents didn't care, but what if my parents had done that to me? Ob and the kids. You guys are coming up for Thanksgiving. Like, we're going up to see them Thanksgiving this year. What if I get off the radio tonight and I get a phone call from my mom? Sorry, Jesse, you and Ob and the boys, you're not vaccinated. You're not allowed to come for Thanksgiving. We don't want to be around you guys. And then next year she calls and says, hey, man, glad all that stuff's past us. Hey, would you guys come up for Thanksgiving this year? I'll be honest. I mean, it's my mom. I love her. I probably would go, but it would be on my mind. I'd never forget it. You know, you can always go do Thanksgiving, always go do Christmas, plaster a fake smile on your face, and then kind of just grin and bear it. That's always an option, right? Jesse, with Trump deciding to take this, is Trump deciding to take the stand a brilliant decision? What is your opinion of Trump taking the stand? Yeah, Trump told Hugh Hewitt he's going to take the stand at his own trial.
If you have to go to trial, will you testify in your own defense?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You'll take the stand.
That I look forward to, because that's just like Russia, Russia, Russia. That's all the fake information from Russia, Russia, Russia.
What's my opinion of it? My opinion of it is that I shouldn't have an opinion of it. Let me explain. I'm not trying to be coy about it. Like I've tried to say, people, they take Trump's legal problems and they merge them into elections. Trump's legal stuff and his elections, and they merge it all the time. I'm frankly dumbfounded how often I see somebody who is a Trump fan say something like, oh, good, indict him again. That'll just help him win the primary more. What? These legal issues supersede everything. His legal issues are separate, meaning it should be treated as separate and treated completely different than election stuff. So when something happens, it should only be Trump's lawyers. I'm sure he has hired great lawyers, or at least very good ones, and he should be doing whatever they tell him to do. Sometimes lawyers want you to testify. Oftentimes they do not. What I want is Donald Trump to follow his lawyer's advice. That is what I want. And I want everybody to understand it's not an election decision. It's not an election decision. All the elections in the world don't matter. If they arrest him, throw him in prison, and take him off the ballot. We need him to win these cases. So whatever is best for him, that's what I say. Jesse, how did you select the music you used to open the show, that Oh Mama song? I listened to at least 80% of your shows and never heard why. His name is Bob. Well, Bob, I have a buddy, my Mexican buddy Luis. We hang out a lot. And one night we were hanging out. I think we were in my backyard. Yes, I believe we were in my backyard. Our kids play, and we hang out all the time. So we were hanging out in my backyard, and he's one of these weird freaks who always has to have music on. You know anybody like this in your life? See, I grew up with a father who hates fun, so even on long road trips, he wouldn't generally let me play any music. We would just have to sit there in silence. No talk, no music, just kind of sit there. But some people were the polar opposite, that they have to have music. Well, that's Luis. We're sitting out there one night, and he asked me, he said, have you ever heard of the band Greta Van Fleet? And I said, no, I've heard of Greta Van Susteren. I've never heard of Greta Van Fleet. He said, well, you got to hear this song. And I said, okay. And so he fired up that song. The song is called Highway Tune, right? So he fires up the song. And we are having this conversation at right about the time Premier had reached out and said, hey, we want to sign you. Rush Limbaugh's passed on. Buck is moving down to do the Clay and Buck show. We want to sign you to do, you know, this big nationally syndicated show. And so I was just getting signed to that, and I knew I could come up with new intro music and come up with anything I wanted. And so he starts playing this song, and I start loving it. And I'm loving the opening of it. And I made him, God bless him, I made him sit and play the opening of that song. Had to be 15 times in a row. Had to be 15 times in a row that night as I was listening to it, and I was thinking, oh, that'd be really cool. It would be different, kind of different than everyone else's, and get people fired up. And then we come in and drop it right here, and that is the story of how we got the song. How about that? All right. Somebody wants to know about writing Trump in. Somebody wants to know about why a bunch of hosts are showing a bit of bias when it comes to the primary, and many, many other things coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. This is what's coming up right now for you. What's coming up right now for you is better focus, better energy. And it's coming up for you because you're going to finally stop thinking about it, stop wringing your hands about it, and you're going to go to chok.com, C-H-O-Q.com, and you're going to begin. You're going to get a male vitality stack if you're a dude. You're going to get a female vitality stack if you're a dime, and you're going to start seeing what a difference it makes in your life, not just physically how you feel, how your mind works when you start getting balanced out the way you should. Fellas, 20% increase in your testosterone in just 90 days. That's freaking amazing. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. natural herbal supplements from the hardcore anti-communists at Chalk, and they only get the highest quality. Make sure you get a subscription, though, because that's how you get 35% off with the promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. More Jesse Kelly Show next. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, reminding you, you can email the show during the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. These people in government, man, are they super in tune to what the American people want?
Is there any reason to think Biden's approval numbers will get better?
There is. There's a new campaign ad out today. I hope you've seen it. It shows how President Biden made an unannounced visit to a war zone, one not controlled by the United States, when he went to Kyiv a number of months ago. First time a president in the modern era has gone to a war zone. And it does, in the background of the ad, describe that he left Washington at 4 a.m. He traveled 40 hours to get to Kyiv. It shows him striding forcefully, having a pointed conversation with President Zelensky, fearlessly engaging in Kyiv.
Hold on. I'm sorry, I just caught this as we were going through this. It took him 40 hours to get to Kyiv. No, it didn't. It's Air Force One. It would have traveled directly from wherever it took off from and landed in Kyiv about 10 or 11 hours later. That's one. Two, they have a gigantic bedroom on there where that doddering old fool can lay there and poop his pants all night long. Three, they're trying to boost Joe Biden's poll numbers by saying he went to Kyiv. These people are so grossly out of touch with what normal Americans think. All right, let's go. Jesse, I'm wondering if they get Trump pulled from the ballot, does that mean he can't be written in as a write-in candidate? Imagine if everyone wrote him in, that would be jamming it up the old communist. I can't say that. All right, one, if they remove Trump from the ballot, you can still write him in. You can write in anybody you want. You can write in anybody you want, period, end of story. I don't know whether or not they're going to remove him from the ballot. I have told you I believe they're going to try. That's their goal. I believe that I'm very worried they're going to be successful. All they have to do is get him removed from the ballot in a couple swing states, remember, and it's over. That's it. You make it so he can't win. Can we write him in? If Trump is the nominee, then yes. If he's removed from the ballot, there should be an aggressive write-in campaign in whatever state he's removed from the ballot in. However, understand something, it probably screws us for good as far as winning the election, because elections are too close. And if you have to do a write-in campaign, the elections are just too close. In these swing states, it's crazy. I do this for a living now, and it still floors me every time there's a presidential election, the number of votes that separate these presidential elections in the swing states. It's just a few states. I mean, what, Trump lost by 50,000 votes in a country of 300 million people. That's crazy. That's insane. That's as insane as Pure Talk giving out a 5G Samsung Galaxy when you sign up for unlimited talk, text, and 15 gig data plan. That's easily as insane as that. You know what else is insane about Pure Talk? It's a cell phone company, a mobile company, that actually likes the country. Hold on. Their values are my values? Their CEO's a veteran? I don't have to watch ads paid for with my money trashing my country on Pure Talk? That's what you get with Pure Talk. And it takes less than 10 minutes on the phone to switch. They love this country so much, they hire Americans who speak English. You can keep your phone, by the way, if you don't want one of the brand new Samsung 5Gs, although I don't know why you wouldn't, but keep your phone, keep your number. Pick up your phone, though. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly, switch to Pure Talk. Put your money where your morals are. All right. Lots of Trump talk today. I'm very conflicted. Oh, lots of Trump questions, I should say, from you. I'm very conflicted about all this radio talk show hosts that I used to trust until now that they went nuts for Trump. I know that they are your friends, but most of them stop asking honest questions when they get to interview Trump, and they even sound irrational in their logic about how Trump will win no matter what. Can you tell us why you think this is happening? Thank you for being one of the few honest talk show hosts left. Well, let me say something again, and this is not a cop-out, so I'm going to answer your question. I just don't want you to think I'm copping out. Do keep in mind that I don't listen to any other shows. That's done on purpose. It's not that I don't think they're good shows. I have listened to them in the past. I just don't ever want to risk sounding like anybody else or having someone else's opinion. I want to look at stuff and come up with my own opinions, so I don't listen to the shows. So I don't know specifically what you're talking about these guys going over the top into the Trump camp. Well, remember something. This is something I want every DeSantis supporter and Trump supporter to remember. And I know that this is going to be horrible to hear for both of you. There are a lot of really great reasons to support the other guy. There are a lot of great reasons to support Donald Trump for president. There are a lot of great reasons to support Ron DeSantis for president. Just because somebody is standing opposite of you in a primary doesn't mean he's an irrational moron. And I'm saying this about the hosts. Maybe some of these hosts simply think Trump is the best. Maybe they think he's the best one to lead it. Maybe they're just Trump fans, and so they're doing it. I just don't carry water for anyone else. I run a different kind of a show. But if I was passionate about somebody, I'm passionate about the ones I hate. You hear me tell you the ones I don't trust, the ones I... Am I not honest with you about that? If I loved any of them, I would tell you. I just don't love politicians in that way. Now, look, I'm not totally naive either. I also understand this. Half of the Republican voter base is planning on, as of now, planning on voting for Trump in the primary. Half. So what does that mean? That means if you sit down and do what I do, TV, radio, that means about half of your audience are probably people who are going to vote for Trump. So it's the safer thing, if you don't want to make your audience all mad and stuff like that, the safer thing to do is just to turn into a Trump superfan and bang the MAGA pom-poms every single day. That's the safer thing to do. And people tend to, look, don't you look out for your own paycheck? That's human nature. That's what they tend to do. Now, that's probably has you screaming at the radio, well, Jesse, why don't you do this? Well, that's because I make irrational, irresponsible decisions, and I take gigantic, dangerous risks that oftentimes end in horrific failure. That's kind of what I do. Like, I can't defend all of what I see. I just hope everybody's being honest. That's all I say. Like I said, remember, your enemy, it's not the supporters of the other guy. You can hate Donald Trump's guts. That's fine. Totally fine. You can hate Ron DeSantis's guts. That's totally fine. Don't automatically assign some nefarious thoughts, motivations, I should say, to Donald Trump supporters or Ron DeSantis supporters. Even if you don't get them, even if you wish that they would change their minds and my guy's better and your guy sucks. No, my guy's better and your guy sucks. Remember, right about the time the primary wraps up, those are going to be your people. And long after Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump are gone from the political scene, those people are still going to be your people. And we're going to have a million battles to fight with those people. All right? Keep that in mind. We still have so much to go. Hang on.